Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome back. We will now return to the first fruits.
Bless you all. Live for my prayer.
God bless you. I tell you, this is wonderful. And God bless also. I say, let the blessing of the Lord go away, because God is a good God. That blessing is going to go all the week with me. I thank God. Are there another praise report? How many more praise reports, Dr. Johnson?
Let's get a couple more.
Let's have two
good
more.
Morning, good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I'm in a witness. God is a good God, and I truly thank him this morning because he allowed all of us to be able to wake up this morning and start us on our right mind. So, yes, God is a good God. He's a good God all day, every day, any day, night. I just thank him because he's just a good God. I just truly thank the Lord this morning for that wonderful message that went out with Dr. Stern. I tell you, God is a good God because he just continued to keep on blessing us. And I thank God for Dr. Johnson because Dr. Johnson, God is using you, and you hitting on the head for this Holy Ghost. And I'm just truly, truly thanking the Lord, and I'm glad to be in the mix of it. And I just thank God this morning. God bless you all, and everyone stay blessed.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, baby. One more praise report. Are there any other?
Anybody?
Got another report? God bless you. Back in the hands of Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Mother Johnson. She's 94.
Bless you.
94 years young. God bless her. Mm-hmm. And we are just praising God for her. All right? I want to our prayer request. I want one of our sisters, if you would, take that for us. And let me just say this before you do. On next week, Elder Coates, hear me from the Holy Ghost, if you would, on Tuesday. Elder Coates, if you would. Are you there? Amen. Get you on the Holy Ghost on Tuesday. All right. Then, Pastor Strider, I want you to teach on Wednesday. On Wednesday. All right. We're going to our prayer request, and I'll add some more to that. But let's go to our prayer request and ask one of our sisters if you would get those prayer requests. Any one of you can do that. If you would, the line is open to you. We have an assistant who will get those.
Take them this morning, Dr. Johnson. I'm fired up now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise
right.
the Lord. Good morning again, First Fruit Prayer Line. Good morning. I'm just feeling so excited about what God is doing. And prayer, this kind of service today, the Lord will answer your prayer. I know he will. Amen. I'm a living witness to that even right now. Amen. Are there any prayer requests this morning? We want to hear your prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson.
Dr. Stone, is that you?
It's me.
I tell you, let's just set our souls on fire this morning. I thank God for you. I just pray for my family. Henry, he is out of town. Wilma, Patricia, and Mildred, and my grandkids. Pray for us. And pray for my wash and dry, my refrigerator. Just pray for me that the Lord will see fit for me to have what he needs for me to have.
There's Wilma, Patricia, and what's the other one?
Mildred and Henry is my son.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, Mother Johnson, God bless you this morning. Amen. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request?
This is Sister Peterson. This is Peter. Has tried my left side. I pray my left side.
All right, Sister Peterson. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
Mother Johnson, Kansas City, 913. I'm asking prayer for my entire family. I have a large family, but I want to see every one of them. Thank
Amen.
You. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request today?
Yes, Dr. Pfeiffer, I would like to request prayer for Elder Teresa, Sister Jennifer, Sister Gail.
Hi, Elder Teresa.
Yes.
All right, Sister Gail.
And Dr. Gary Stern.
Hey, well, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm almost writing in praise the Lord in Greek. These names, amen, in the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. Sister Teresa, Sister Gail, and Dr. Gary Stern, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Amen. How thoughtful of you today. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
Yes, yes, I have a prayer request. I would like to request that.
Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry. Would you give me your name, please?
This Evangelist Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York.
All right. Good morning.
Dr. Stern, I would like to request that we keep our youth in prayer everywhere. Our children are going through a lot. They are doing a lot. And I would like to ask this request in church Sunday that we keep the youth in prayer. And I would like to ask you all to keep my pastor, Superintendent Amos Kemper, in prayer, please, because he's going through something, and that you will keep him in prayer in my church family.
All right. Amen. It's so important to keep our pastors and youth in prayer. Anyone else? We're at 6 prayer requests now, Dr. Johnson. You want me to continue?
Good morning, Dr. Stern.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Fabulous. It's Fido. This is Charlotte Gray, 816 area code. I just wanted to really, I didn't get to, the phone keeps going in and out. I don't know what it is today, but I wanted to follow Dr. Pfeiffer. I was thinking the same thing on those same people, Sister Teresa and Jennifer, people we haven't heard from since we're learning so much about the Holy Ghost, that God will continue to extend through our first fruit, through our churches, and through our family members, the importance of the Holy Ghost. I've just been so blessed and so full. I've just been trying to listen, Dr. Johnson, and just take it all in, the seriousness, how we need the Holy Ghost. And I just want my family and friends and church members and kids and anyone else on this line, family and friends who haven't been available or in touch or can't get off mute or whatever, just to be able to hear the word of the Lord, of the importance of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God has your request. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know he'll wipe all tears away when we request prayers like this because we're concerned for the body of Christ. Anyone else this morning before we go before the Lord in prayer? Anyone else? Amen. We want to always keep our leader up before the Lord. He's first and foremost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. Amen. Both Mother Johnson and all our mothers and elders that are on our prayer line. You want me to take any more, Dr. Johnson, before I go on?
No, I think we've got enough, but let me just say this. I want to correct this. Elder Coates will be on tomorrow. Amen.
Okay.
Teaching on the Holy Ghost. Amen. And thank you for remembering my family, Lady Betty, and please keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We honor God this morning, and we thank him for what he's doing even right now in the midst of everything. For our God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And keep that in your spirit that he can do anything. He's able to do it. And we thank God that he's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before his throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, oh God, and we grip on the Holy Ghost on this morning. Oh God, you gave us power, oh God, to tread over the lion and the adder. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you gave us power, oh God, to rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. And God, this morning we come with grateful hearts. We are so glad to be among the land of the living. Oh, the joy bells are ringing down on the inside. And God, I know that you're going to stir up the Holy Ghost all over the land. Those that were oh, God, has been given that gift years ago. And even right now, God, I know that you're coming, oh, God, back to stir up the land, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we come before your throne this morning, oh, God, and we just want to ask for forgiveness. Even being filled, oh, God, we still have to come with a forgiven heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, that you take out the stony heart and make our hearts a heart of flesh so we can feel the infirmities and feel those things that the enemy come against us so we can pray against them. And now, God, we come praying for Dr. Johnson. We lift up the man of God before you this morning and say to him, we bind the enemy on every hand. You take your filthy hands off Dr. Johnson and the work that God has put his hands to do. And we thank you, oh God, for Dr. Johnson. We pray, oh God, that you bless his going out and bless his going in. And oh God, we pray that you give him strength in these last hours in the name of Jesus. Bless him on the blog, Lord God. Oh God, I hear that there are thousands that are listening unto him. And oh God, they came by the multitudes. And God, we're believing you that the words that's coming out of his bowels of compassion is blessing someone. And I know that it is, because it's blessing us. We thank you, oh God, and bless him as a pastor and a shepherd. An amazing grace this morning, oh God. Touch the people, oh God, and bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, remember him as a husband, oh God, to Lady Betty, oh God, being the head of the house, Lord God. For he wears so many hats, but yet and still he wear them well. And we pray, oh God, and keep him covered up under the umbrella of your anointing. Oh God, touch, oh God, Lady Betty this morning. Touch his wife, touch his friend, touch his companion, touch the first lady this morning. Oh God, she's a leader in so many areas, and she too wears so many hats. But oh God, they're the hat of the anointing, and we thank you for Lady Betty, Lord, and we lift her up, Lord God, because it's not but one Lady Betty, and we thank you, oh God, that you brought her in the midst of us, and we, oh God, protect her in the spirit. We covered her with the care, oh God, and bless her this morning in the name of Jesus. And oh God, this morning I know that you're keeping, oh God, Mother Johnson, oh God, Mother Adley Johnson. We thank you, oh God, beautiful gift that you have given unto us, oh God. We love Mother Johnson, oh God, but we pray, oh God, that you bless her every day, Lord God.
Yes.
Keep on blessing her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless her in a body. Bless her in a spirit. Bless her in a domestic, oh God. And she asks, oh God, that we pray for her family. Oh God, this morning, huh? Every son that she got, oh God, if they're not saved, save them, Lord God. Oh God, this morning we pray for her daughters in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I can identify her because we want our children saved and sanctified and filled of the precious anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God, knowing you as I do, that you're going to do it, Lord God. And we send this word to them this morning, oh God, that they shall be delivered to her in the name of Jesus. Honor that request for Mother Johnson this morning. Yes. And God will praise you all the day long in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, remember another precious mother, Mother Johnson of Indiana. We thank you for that, the Lord God, because she's a precious jewel in the presence of us, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing that rests on her. We thank you for the sense of humor that she brings to the first fruit prayer line. We want to pray for her children, Lord God. Remember her daughters, Wilma, Patricia, and Mildred, and her son Henry this morning. We're calling out for our righteous, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We want them saved, oh God, and filled of the precious Holy Ghost. No doubt about it, they treat them right, but we want them to treat the Lord right, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Brother Johnson of Indiana, and God, this morning, we want to pause to thank you, for Mother Geraldine Hughes, Lord, that you brought her to another year, 81 years. You only promised us 61, and God, she's gone beyond grace, but thank you. Measure of grace. We pray, oh God, that you bless her today. Don't let nothing interrupt her. The goodness of the Lord that is bestowed upon her. Oh God, bless her going out and bless her going in. For God, I too look live a plumb old age life. I want to live an anointed life in the name of Jesus. So honor honor her today, Lord. Mother Geraldine Hughes, who's walked the walk and talked the talk, and she deserves a blessing today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, I thank you, oh God, for Dr. Ellen to fight for her. Oh God, that is a light to her in a dark place, that's been an example, for many of us, on the first food prayer line, and I thank you, oh God, that she made a sacrifice, to remember my family. I thank you this morning, because I know, God, sometimes we can't pray for them, the way we want to pray for them, and somebody else, will come in and apply to pray over them. Oh God, touch Elder to Teresa, that's my niece, and I talk to her every day, but it's Holy Ghost, to bring her back on. Oh God, look in on her this morning. Oh God, put it back in her heart, that she's loved, and that she's missed. And God, this morning, I impart a prayer over my husband and over my shepherd, Dr. Gary Stern. He's somebody's leader. And I thank you, oh God, for my husband, and from a pastor, and God, today, we're going back to the doctor again, with the same foot, and the same problem, but God, I know you're going to fix it, because you already fixed it. What I like about it, God, he don't allow those infirmities to stop him from doing the work of the Lord. He preach on the like he never had a problem, but God, you want to make him whole today, and we believe in you, oh God, that he's get out of that old hospital shoe, and be back in his regular shoe. The anointing of God is going to allow it to be, but I do know, Lord God, a slow healing will bring a good healing, in the name of Jesus. You told us don't move too fast, and don't move too slow. It's going to be right on time, because it's in your hand. And now, God, remember, God, Mother Peterson, Sister Peterson, on the left side, heal a body, heal a mind, heal a heart, in the name of Jesus. Healing is the children's bread, and making her know that she's whole in you, God. Ain't no half-stepping, ain't no half-whole. When we're whole, we're whole in God. And God, thank you, for Sister Ann Johnson, calling in this morning, the youth are in trouble. I believe it's going to be a testimony. It's going to be a praise report. heart out of a man of God. And man of God, we want to thank you for this woman of God, a young lady, Sister Charlotte Gray, a sincere woman, a woman of virtue that have a heart after God. She's like the deer that panted after the water brook, and so her soul panteth after you, O God. She's around the elders, and let us be good examples for Sister Charlotte. She's leaning on the anointing of God that's coming out of our lawyers. And God bless her this morning because she's always thinking about somebody else. In the name of Jesus, she have a servant heart. She have a heart of compassion. Honor her request as she piggyback with Dr. Pfeiffer on the people of God that has been not on this food prayer line for one reason or other. But Lord, we know it's not because we're not here for them. We're here for them, and hear their old cry. The old songwriter say, pass me not, old gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. And God, the cries are going before the altar. Name of Jesus, and I know, God, that you soon and very soon is going to answer her because you're God of deliverance, a God of power, a God of mercy, a God of compassion, a God that hear and not only hear but you answer prayer. And God, we put before you the first fruit prayer line, all the rest of the service of God that's going to bring forth the word on the Holy Ghost. Touch him, Lord. Touch Elder Coates for today, for tomorrow. Bless him indeed in the name of Jesus. Shield the word of God, oh God, that we may be able to grow thereby. The word of God said out of Peter, we're no longer on milk, but we own meat. We're skilled, oh God, we're fit for the journey. And God, this morning, we just want to acknowledge you in all our ways. Direct our path, Lord God. Every last one of us that's on the prayer line, those that are muted and those that are unmuted, in the name of Jesus, those that may not be able to call, we pray that you bless them. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the first fruit prayer line will be hot and ready, ready to do the work of the Lord, to bless them going out and to bless them coming in. And God, we thank you this morning for all that you do. And we pray, oh God, as we go out into the vineyard, into Jerusalem, into Samaria, into Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Of the good news in Jesus Christ. And God, we thank you today for everything that you've done up under the heavens for peace for the first fruit prayer line today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you. Amen, amen. Amen.
And praise God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we got to go. I want to remind you tonight is the youth prayer line, 7 o'clock. Bring your youth to the prayer line tonight. Want to get them some great help, great help, great help. They'll be teaching on the Holy Ghost tonight. Or at 7 o'clock, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, amen, Deaconess Gina Hodges, amen. Tonight at 7 o'clock, please join us. And I want to just put a shout-out to Mother Jerry Humes. Happy birthday to you, Mother.
Happy
Thank you. I had no idea. 81 years old. God bless you.
Beautiful young lady.
And you. Even Mother Britta, about the same age, or somewhere around there. God bless you so much. Anybody else want to send a shout-out? I'm opening the line out to send a shout-out to Mother Jerry Humes. Happy birthday,
Sister Jerry Hughes. You are a beautiful young lady. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
God bless you.
Thank you, Mother's love.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Jerry.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mother Jerry.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you live in Manny Manco.
Hey, man, I want to say happy birthday. She is the ice cream and the cake in North Chicago, Waukegan, and Zion, and y'all can't have them. We're just going to share it with them. Amen.
And she is.
Amen.
She is.
Lord.
Thank you, Mother Jerry, Mother Franklin.
Thank you so much.
Mother Johnson's trying to say happy birthday to you, Mother Edna Johnson. Go ahead, Mother.
Yes, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mother.
Anymore.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. In good health, and got my own teeth too. Oh Lord, you know I'm blessed.
You are blessed. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Lord. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody. Amen. Feel good when you remember them on their birthday. Amen. And I could just feel the joy bells in Sister Jerry's spirit right now. She's so excited, amen, that the Lord has brought her to another birthday. Amen.
Oh,
and
yes,
I want you to be happy, happy, happy. She has a beautiful family, beautiful children and grandchildren that know how to treat her well. Amen.
They're
taking me shine and taking me to breakfast this morning. Amen. I knew that. Amen. I knew it was going to happen.
Okay.
Going to be so tired tonight. I hope you come on the line in the morning. She's going to be wore out because they love themselves. Sister Jen.